The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Just a simple thought this morning. Why is it hard for one who is rich to enter eternal life? Because Scripture says the love of mammon is the root of all evils. Now, some people translate that the love of money, but it's broader than that. It's simply the love of things. The love of the things of the world is the root of all evil. Because our hearts were made to love God, we were made to love God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, all our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. And when our hearts are cluttered with love of the things of this world, it distracts us, it divides them, it's difficult to love God and to love our neighbor as we ought. I just finished this book on our Blessed Mother by a compilation of various mystics who had revelations about her life. And one of the things that most struck me, and they all agreed upon, was Our Lady's love of poverty. Her absolute love of simplicity. That if she did not need something, she didn't want something. And actually, oftentimes, even things that she would need, she would give away so that she could rely ever more on God. That she would become more dependent upon Him. And so everything she had, the little she had, she only wanted to use in accord with His will and for His glory. My brothers and sisters, are there ways that we can unclutter our hearts of the things of this world to love God and our neighbor better?